guys.
I'm Penelope Wilton.
I'm Bill Nye.
And I play Sean's mother.
And I'm married to Sean's mother, and I play Philip.
Yes, and he's Sean's stepfather. He has a bit of an issue with stepfathers.
Yeah.
And here we are watching this film.
I wonder what they make of bollocks in other countries.
Yes, I wonder.
Do they know about bollocks?
And I wonder if when they do, when they translate it...
Yes.
..what it's translated in. I wonder what the German for bollocks is.
I'd like the Japanese for bollocks.
Yes. Chinese, even. Mind you, I don't suppose they show it in China a lot. Well, they might do. Who knows? Guys, it's not that I don't like you. Those two characters there, that's... we've got Kate Ashfield, Lucy Davis and Dylan Moran.
Yeah, not bad, eh?
No.
And Mr. Nick Frost.
Mr. Nick Frost, the great.
The great Nick Frost, who said to me when he had a line which was, "What's up, niggers?" which was one of my favourite lines in the whole movie. He said he was a bit worried about it. He said, "But it's OK, because we've got a backup." I said, "What's the backup?" He said, "What's up, I said, "Oh, well, that'll help."
I think that makes it perfectly all right.
Really. Yeah, I mean, leave me alone.
Did you do anything special? The slightly awkward thing about this film, I think, watching it now, is how pretty all these people are.
Yeah, I know.
Which makes me feel very sort of old, really.
But you're not old, Penelope, and you're very beautiful.
Thank you. You're very handsome.
No, leave off.
No, you are.
You see, now it all falls
apart.
You've
got actually handsomer.
Gosh, I am better looking. I have. I'm glad somebody's noticed. I've got better looking as I got older. I was quite unappealing as a young man.
Oh, no, I always quite fancied you, but I didn't know you very well then.
Daddy on. Jesus God, it's all coming out now. Bit late now, but I mean, now you tell me.
I know, well.
This film has brought us together.
I know, as husband and wife.
Yes, quite. No, I was very happy to be in this movie. It's made me look very, very good with all the boys across the street from me in the flats. And they now treat me with major respect.
Yes.
I always used to worry them slightly because they knew I was an actor, but they didn't. They'd never seen anything I'd ever been in.
No.
But now that I've been in Shaun of the Dead, I'm very deeply hip around our way.
I'm quite hip too.
Yeah, I bet.
They're not quite so... They look at me now and they feel a bit sorry for me sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. And I think they're having a different relationship with their mothers.
Right, quite.
Rather nicer to their mothers than they were before.
That's very cool, look.
Very.
Nodding out zombies. That's so cool.
I think this is the best beginning of a film I've seen in a very long time.
It's very, very hip.
I like the music, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. Very cool. Dig the carpet. Not bad entrance, really.
No. Good flat, that.
Yeah.
Set dressing, very good.
Perfect. I think I remember rooms like that.
I was going to say.
You do know that the door was open again last night. Do you think Edgar made that up at home, that shot? Or do you think
he could have done.
Or do you think he does it when he gets there? Right. I can't live like this. He's very funny, Peter.
Yes. We're not students anymore. I mean, it's not like he even brings any real money into the house. He brings a bit.
He sells a bit of weed every now and again. This is the story of my life. I always had a friend that people were asking me...
To get rid of.
To get rid of, yeah. I've known him since
primary school. And the more they did, the more you defended them. That's the thing about it. And actually, secretly, you knew they were right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't going to stop you being friends with them.
Well, you just couldn't find a way of saying, please, can you go now?
No.
After 5 years.
I had somebody living with me for 5 years. I mean, not as my boyfriend,
no, no,
but a younger person, and I couldn't ever tell him to go. I said he could stay for a few weeks, and he stayed for 5 years.
Blimey.
He was rather annoyed when I finally moved.
You all right, Noodle?
No, man.
I ain't got nothing.
Now, that would be good in German. That would be good in German.
No, man.
Hello.
No, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing.
Since you're not working at the moment, could you please clean up a bit?
Yeah.
And if you play the answer machine, could you take down everyone's messages, not just your own?
Yep.
Writing something on a little scrap of paper.
Right.
It's very good, Nick, isn't he?
Brilliant.
Come on, it was pretty funny. Do what he said. I ain't doing nothing for him.
What? Do it for me, then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
It's all right.
No, no. I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh, God.
Those terrible jokes.
This is a dreadful joke, yeah.
Those are the sort of jokes that make boys laugh, but I never find them funny myself.
Well, that's why... I'm not a proper boy in that case.
Why don't you find them funny?
Fart jokes? No, you can leave me out with fart jokes. Yeah, any sort of toilet, anything below the waist, really.
Yeah.
I get slightly nervous. But it's an international joke. It'll travel. It's a wordless, silent joke.
Yes, it'll be appreciated. It'd be interesting to take a poll as to which country that joke went down well.
Yeah. It'll be very surprising, probably. In France, they'll probably like it.
Yes, they probably would. France like those sort of jokes.
But I don't know, but it would be unlikely if they did, and they probably would. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I think they do like them.
Oh, they do?
I think they do. What's good about this is that it's all absolutely how those corner shops are, and, I mean, it's all very, very clever.
Yeah.
Nelson.
It can make things look so... It's difficult on film because things always look so much tidier. They always make everything look tidy.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, no.
It's like when they have cars.
That's very witty. Look, the bloke behind is going to a wedding. I'd never noticed that before. Did you see?
I did.
He's got a sort of leak in his... Oh, my God.
Gather round, everyone. Gather round, please. Gather round. Now, as well as Mr. Sloman being off today, I'm afraid Ash is feeling a little bit under the weather, so I will be taking charge as the...
That's a good look. See, Rafe's the one that can't do his tie-up.
Hello? Hello, mate.
No.
I was totally munted last night.
What's that in Japanese? Munted? I've never heard of munted.
I like the friends behind, the ones that aren't as brave.
Yeah. It's just trouble anyway, you can just tell.
Yeah.
Continue.
Cheeky little sod.
Mr. Sloman always says, there's no I in team, but there is an I in pie.
Very good.
Hey, whoa, I'm 29, for Christ's sakes. How old are you?
20, 21? 17.
Look, I know you don't want to be here forever. You know, I've got things I want to do in my life.
When? You got red on you.
Red on you.
This one comes with a basic sort of digital package. You've got your lifestyle channel.
The creeping camera.
Yes.
It's very good, isn't it?
News, all the basic...
This is exactly how people say televisions. Yeah. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I'm with customers.
She died.
Oh, no.
I think this is your first entrance.
I know, I can't bear
it. Here you are, I like that back.
The back is better than the front.
No, but it's good the way you turn around very quickly.
I know, that's about as good as it gets.
That was so good.
No,
it's like you pivoted on your foot.
I know. Look at me, I look terrible.
You look very nice.
That's the last. You have to look now.
I think you look very, very attractive.
Thank you. Well, you need help. You should seek professional help in that case. I'm not looking. You have to look now. You have to do all the talking. I can't talk. I'm trying to pretend it's not happening.
Well, I've just said to you that how very, very attractive you are.
Thank you very much.
Can't go on saying it.
No, you can. You can say, you know, I don't mind.
All right.
Don't stop.
No,
no, no.
Very, 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 very attractive.
No, don't. That's enough. There we are. It's over. Hooray.
It's a good introduction for your character.
Yeah.
Stepdad, and B, it was an emergency.
What, like buying your mum some flowers?
No, no matter what you might think, okay, I do not find it difficult to keep my work and my social life separate.
George!
Hello?
Hello?
I love that.
Goodbye, Liz.
Bye.
Liz from head office. There's nothing to panic about.
Brilliant.
See, this is clever. You just suddenly start to get a feeling that things aren't quite what they should be, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not aware of it completely.
It's just it's brilliantly creeps up.
Yeah.
That looks good, doesn't it? The quality there.
But then you see...
Yeah, perfect.
Just something there, and then...
Yeah. But not quite.
No.
Very cool. Very French. Very good. The director's in the booth. In case you say anything about the director, he's just come in.
Yes. He's just come in now to see how we're getting on.
Yeah.
Just said, don't take any notice of me. I'm just visiting.
They all say that.
Mm. You see,
This is the seriously beautiful, talented Jessica Stevenson.
Yes.
So are you living around here?
Who I love.
I do too.
She's brilliant.
I know. You still with
Liz?
That's great.
Last week, actually.
Did you do anything special?
Well, we were going out for a meal tonight, actually.
Oh, anywhere nice?
Gulp.
Yeah.
I like these ones.
Come on!
I have myself been in the position of having a boyfriend who never did anything.
Really?
Yep.
Girls don't. Boys don't have girlfriends who don't do anything. I don't think I've ever. It doesn't happen the other way around.
But you don't do an awful lot, do you?
No, I do nothing at all.
No.
How did you know that?
Because I sort of got the feeling you didn't do an awful lot.
No.
Also, actually, you have owned up to it, which a lot of men don't do.
I have what?
Owned up to it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do a lot. You've often said to me that you don't like doing anything.
When you,
you
say.
You don't like going anywhere.
No, I don't
you
like
going sitting. Inside,
where are we going to go?
And you don't mind it raining, and you certainly don't want to visit sites on holiday.
No.
That's what you've told me.
But I don't forget birthdays, buy flowers, and I'm very good at presents.
Oh, I'm glad you've.
So I get all that bit right.
Oh, well then.
Which infuriates them.
Oh, I wouldn't infuriate. Oh, I think that's very good. That makes up for quite a lot.
No, I'm all right like that. And
I'm glad you told me more of your positive side. Obviously, the last time we met, you were feeling quite negative.
No, I'm good at women's clothing and things like that.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah. I know how to buy a skirt or a top. But I got busted the other day because somebody said, would I like to go to Nairobi early so I could have a look round? And I said, no, can I please not do that? I said, don't you want to look at Nairobi? That's a very cool shot. Look at
it
that.
It is, very, through the door.
I love that shot.
Also, I love the colour. That person walking past the bag. It's very artistic.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to climb up the wall, come through the window? Because I will.
You're not coming in.
I love it.
The panic here of him trying to get back in.
Dylan's brilliant. He's so shabby. He's such a terrible individual.
Oh, he's
such
awful.
Such a bad character.
He's a worm.
He is, isn't he?
A worm pretending to be absolutely perfect.
Wow. Caitlin's
isn't she a
beautiful.
Pretty girl?
She's a beautiful
So is Lucy. Look at her.
Yeah. They're all young and beautiful and talented. And
yes. Do you know, this film gets better the more you see it.
Yeah. No, it looks so cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like the way it sort of...
Let's go somewhere and have a laugh. Things will be fine, I promise.
You promise you stop smoking?
The fluid camera work.
Yeah.
You go back to the gym. You promise you try drinking red wine instead of beer.
Well,
you promise you'd come on a holiday with me.
Well, we went to Greece, didn't we?
We met it in Greece.
That's a real...
Promise things would change.
You promise you'd get us free cable.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
See? Don't need them. What was the next one?
Yeah, brilliant. Look at this shit rag coming
yes.
up the back.
Yes.
I'd
quite.
Say that too.
That you love her so much.
What do you mean by that?
Brilliant. Oh, that's awful.
What do you mean by that?
That's awful. I can't bear that bit.
No.
Wow, she looks glamorous there.
To a wonderful mum.
That's because I thought it would be funny because that would be my mum and that, and that's this little joke or something.
They're for your mum, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's no point, is there, really? After a bit, when you've found out, you just have to go along with it.
Yeah.
If I don't do something, I'm gonna.
What I like about this movie is that the zombies are sort of off to one side, in as much as it's a sort of sort your life out movie, which happens to take place during a zombie attack. You
That's
know
right.
I mean? It's kind of very cool that it's not.
Well, it's just that people are just getting on with their lives, and it's unfortunate that zombies happen to.
Yeah. It could also get by. At a push without the zombies, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Not that we would
like,
want it to, but...
It's like...
It's not craving around the zombie
I remember when
thing.
They said to me, would I like to do this film? I said, well, I didn't quite understand it when I first read the script.
Yeah.
And they said, well, it's really Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
What more do you
want?
Right.
There's in a great... In Hamlet... There's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and there's this great big event going on, which is Hamlet and his father
killed. Yeah.
And you're Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, just getting on with your life around the court.
Brilliant.
And it sort of made I understood that.
Yeah.
It's true. That's what it seems to be about.
It's brilliant.
I like this.
Yeah. Perfect.
This on.
It's on random.
even the random is against us. Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
Mm.
I hadn't thought of it, obviously. But yeah, it's the bits that happen in between the zombie. The bits that happen in between a zombie movie.
Talk to me.
She said if she stayed with me, she'd end up coming in here every night for the rest of her life like these sad old fuckers, drinking herself to death.
That's the thing about friends when your girlfriend tells you to bugger off, is they love it. They have to pretend they don't.
They cut you themselves to themselves again.
Yeah.
Then they start saying, what's embarrassing though, is they start saying how ghastly they were.
And then you,
and then
get
back together again.
Yeah.
Stranded his first wife.
She was never any good for you.
Yes. And I never thought she was attractive.
Mm.
And then it rather ruins the relationship after that.
Yeah. You're buggered.
say things like, he had very bad breath, I always thought he did. And then you think, oh dear, I thought I was the only one who noticed that.
Yeah. That's Patricia there.
Patricia Franklin. And Edgar, our director, happens to go out with her daughter.
Are we allowed to say that? Yeah, we're allowed to say
that. Well, I've said it now.
Well, all right, too late now. He's sleeping with Patricia Franklin's daughter.
Yes, well, she has very, very beautiful daughters, not
just
one.
Yeah, no, I did meet them at the premiere.
See? You don't need Liz to have a good time.
Oh, I don't, man.
No. No, hey, look at me. Can I just say one more thing? I'm not going to say, you know, there's plenty more fish in the sea.
Yeah.
I'm going to say if you love her, let her go. And I'm not going to bombard you with clichés. But what I will say is...
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant.
Yes, you see, there's just a slight feeling of menace coming into it.
Yeah.
Piss it.
Yeah.
Ooh, white lines. Visions, dreams, and passion flowing through my mind. And all the while I think of you.
God, that's a long snog, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, but then look, he's just fallen over his head. There's something a bit wrong with him around the...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Why is it when you have your drinks, you really think you can do very good singing?
Well, it's like you get better looking as well.
Yes.
I used to go for a drink... Oh, hello. That's a great shot. Look
yes,
at that.
It is.
Look at that.
Wonderful.
That could be the poster. That could be the poster.
Yeah.
Is he good to say bass or...?
No, it's like when you go for a drink and you avoid the mirrors for the early part of the evening. And then after a few pints, you sneak a look.
Yes.
And then towards the end of the evening, you become incredibly good looking. This is great. Oh my god.
That was the second album I ever bought!
It's 4 a.m.
It's Saturday!
No, it's not. It's fucking Sunday. And I've got to go to fucking work in 4 fucking hours because every other fucker in my fucking department is fucking ill. Then can you see why I'm so fucking angry?
Fuck yeah!
Hey! I'm sorry. We've had a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my hat on wrong. It's really real.
Okay. Nothing.
No, come on, stop it, we're friends.
He's not my friend, he's a fucking idiot.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means, why don't you fuck off? You want to live like an animal?
He's so good.
He's really good, yeah, because it's like...
He's got right on his side. He's really trying.
Yeah. It's not everybody's favourite part, and he does it brilliant. You know what I mean? It's like not the part, the easy part.
I assume it was Liz who did the dumping.
Yeah.
Sort your fucking life out, mate.
Too late for you, mate. Too late for you, pal. It's all perfect, isn't it? He's now going to turn into a zombie.
Yes.
I don't know, some crackheads or something.
And die.
Where did they bite you? I don't know, I didn't stop to ask them.
Oh, he's been bitten, you see. That's the first time.
Your stupid hip-hop isn't helping. And the front door is open again!
It's not hip-hop. It's electro and prick. Last time I see him, dead.
Sort your life out, you see, it's...
Yeah.
Some bell has rung there. He thought, well, if he's even noticed it.
Hello, Sean, it's me. Look, I'm going to be a bit tied up today, so when you put the table, can you make it 8 rather than 7? I'll try it at work. Bye. Hello, Pickle. Me.
Oh.
There you are. This is an entrance.
It is. It's good, you see. Hear the voice.
Answer phone entrance.
We're bringing Elizabeth with you this time. Only we can't wait to meet her finally. And also, I was wondering if she wanted anything special for lunch. Because these days, a lot of people don't eat meat.
That's brilliant. I've never seen that before. Have you?
No.
Instant morning. Get Liz back, sort life out. Yeah, go around mum's. I used to make lists like that. Like, buy a new toothbrush, get aspirin, redefine your relationship with the rest of the world. Things like that.
In that order?
Usually, yeah. They get more kind of...
So you cleaned your teeth first.
Yeah, then
got rid of the hangover and then redefined your...
Then get spiritual. Ah, now here we go. Viewers will be familiar with the journey to the corner shop.
Yes, but...
The same
just
trip.
Things are just slightly... He, of course, doesn't notice it because he's got a hangover. But we're all noticing there's something...
Yeah.
Lack of people. There were people before, and then the ones you're seeing are walking in a rather odd way.
I like the bloody...
I like this bit here.
I like the handprint. In a minute, if I remember. Yes. Yeah.
But I like, I like this, and I particularly like this moment when he's just coming back from, when he comes back just now.
Oh, yes, that's very, 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 very good.
You just wonder what the hell it is on the ground there, don't you?
You do a bit.
Nelson, have you got any papers?
Nelson.
It's all exactly the same, except it's not.
Yeah, Nelson's up the back there.
Just a fit. Yes. And all those pizza things are on one side.
Oh, my God. Now you know you're in a zombie movie, don't you, really? That's really the first...
Yeah.
I mean, you knew anyway, because it's called Shaun of the Dead.
But it's sort of... I love the way it's crept up.
Yeah. Cornettos for breakfast, that's very, very cool.
See somebody there, and it's just these sounds, and...
You know you're in trouble if you have a cornetto for breakfast.
Or even a Coke, actually.
I've done that. I've had Coke. I've had McDonald's for breakfast.
Have you?
As a young man, yeah.
You mean...
Then you know you might...
Not McDonald's
then you...
breakfast, but no, McDonald's
not even a not even a breakfast, no, just a hammer. Then you know you're you're depressed. Actually, a Coke first thing in the morning is quite
good.
Yeah, quite interesting. It's incredibly bad for you kids.
Do you have it now?
No, I don't anymore. I'm over that now. But it does, it's very odd.
Or ideological connection between those committing the atrocities.
I met him the other day.
Who's that?
The newsreader.
What's he called?
I don't know. He introduced himself to me.
I didn't recognise his voice very well. In the garden,
there is a girl. I remember there were great discussions about the T-shirt that Nick's currently wearing.
Yes.
Do you remember those discussions?
Well, I'd seen one and I thought it would be good if he had on it.
Steady. Go on.
I can't remember now. But he's now got... Got wood.
I got wood, which was
a bit rude.
It was the subject of very big discussions whether or not we'd get away with
I think we had certain parts
of the world.
That I liked it. It said I love pussy.
That was right, with a little picture of a
picture of a cat, but they didn't think that was a good idea.
No. Hello.
I'm not usually very rude, but I thought made me laugh that. Oh my God. Actually, I'm ruder than people think.
Well, I kind of.
You guessed that, did you?
I sort of over the. Yeah. This bit made my daughter completely terrified. She told me the other day. She went with her boyfriend, who's American.
Did he enjoy it too?
They loved it, yeah. But this bit. This was when they first got freaked out. He kept looking at her, you know, as if to say, what's the matter with you, whenever she got scared. That's very good.
Picture. She's good, that girl. Very
it's
difficult
very
to
good.
Be.
It's not easy. Thankless task, a lot of zombie work.
Mary.
Because people, everybody thinks they can do it. But not everyone can be a zombie.
Oh, this is...
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yes.
Dear God. Sick. These boys are sick. They need help.
Yes, but it's
this. It's a good thing they're making movies, because if they weren't making movies, they'd be out there causing trouble. Look at the state of that. What sick mind came up with that. Imagine the amount of work that
goes into
that.
And then having to You see, this is very clever.
That's, I mean, no other zombie movie in the world contains a shot even approaching that, where you look through the hole in a zombie to see the principal players. Where else will you see that?
Okay. Oh, and here's another.
Oh, hello.
This is very... You see, what's clever about this film, even though I say it because we were in it, is that it's very funny. It's very touching. And...
It's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's busy. OK, what do you want a fire engine for, anyway?
It's the birth of a genre.
I was being interviewed for something else, and they said, what are you doing? I said, not an awful lot, but I said, they said, but I said, I have got this movie coming out, which I'm in, called Shaun of the Dead. And it's a romantic comedy zombie movie. And he said, that sounds just like my marriage.
Dear me. What a dreadful thing to say.
I know, it made me laugh. I went, oh, and then he laughed and I laughed. But it was so funny.
Does it mean my wife is a zombie?
No, he was actually, then at the end of the interview, I said, well, it's been very nice to meet you. And I said, good luck, in a joking way, thinking he'd been joking, good luck with your marriage. Oh, dear. Oh, he's the man
with the
earlier.
It's the guy who was going to the wedding. He never made it to the wedding.
I'd forgotten this bit.
Yeah,
I'd forgotten this bit.
Is this in the movie, this bit?
Yes.
I remember that bit.
Yes. Look at him. I remember him
good
doing
bit of
that.
Acting from
yes,
Simon
very,
up the back there. Look,
yes.
Even
very
though
good.
He's in the, he's
I think Nick's very
deep
good
in
too.
The shot. Nick,
Nick's
very,
very
good.
Good.
Yes. Look at that. Real acting that is.
Yes.
Anything could be happening there.
I know.
Could put that in any movie, any type of movie.
You could say that
all
he'd
purpose.
Really killed somebody.
Yep.
You know.
That could be in, you know, Heat.
Uh-oh.
No. We should stay inside. Come on, we can take him.
The yes, you see, he's got...
The man. Look,
he's got...
There,
he's got rather brave, because he's killed... He thinks he's killed one. Oh, dear.
But he's enjoying it now, because it's, like, violence. There you go.
Ripping the head or destroying the brain.
That's all you need to know.
The head or destroying the brain.
I love the way he reads that well, doesn't he? Does it, like... And
that's
rain in
did.
The afternoon, sort of thing. Silly fuckers. Yeah.
So at the end of this interview, I said, well, good luck with your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I'm getting divorced today.
Well, I'm not surprised. He likens his wife to a zombie.
I think he likened the whole situation.
Oh, right.
To a romantic comedy zombie.
Right.
Movie.
Right.
It's in the shop. I don't know it's locked. Why is it locked? It's always been locked. Well, hang on, we're
gonna.
Oh, I don't know. That's the second
up
I ever
bought.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
Oh dear.
It's brilliant.
This is. If I hadn't been in this movie and didn't know what was going on, I'd have spent quite a lot of it with my hands over my eyes and my fingers in my ears saying, can I look yet?
Yeah. This is a lot of people's favourite bit of the movie.
Yes, well, it's...
Or it's their first favourite bit
yes.
of the movie. Because they love the idea that only certain records will do.
Yes, even though they're trying to kill someone.
Yeah.
Oh, Stone Roses. No.
I like it. Who is it?
It's very funny.
That's Liz's.
Yeah, but she did dump you.
Oh.
It had to be Liz's.
But you said it was locked.
Yeah.
This is...
Great shot. That's a seriously good shot.
This is good. Because this is what they use throughout, if you remember.
Yeah.
The first one.
Oh. You see, you have to. It's they're good because you're just left to imagine what's being, what they're looking like.
And they're very
there.
Tasteful with the blood, you see.
Yes.
That's a very good decision because if there was blood now splurting up all over there.
Well, there is a bit.
Well, for a start, you wouldn't be able to read the t shirt.
Well,
anymore.
Look, he's reading his cornet.
Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah. And we know someone. Ding, 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 ding.
Somebody who's been bitten, you see that?
Yeah.
It's very clever plot-wise, the way they've plotted all this.
It's brilliant.
Why not?
Because A, he might be one of them, and B, he might still be annoyed.
Pete!
Yeah.
Maybe you went into work.
How come he didn't drive?
Excuse us, Delia. Well, maybe you got a lift. He said he wasn't feeling very well.
Pete! Oi, prick!
He's not in.
Not a fan.
No, I've given up.
Since when?
Since...
Yeah. Back to the plot.
Yes.
Oh, she's engaged. That was quick.
Ed, this is serious. Liz!
Sean!
Mum, hi.
Here we are again.
Yes.
Yeah, what, are you sure?
Some men tried to get into the house.
Well, are they still there?
I'm not sure. We've shut the curtains.
Well, did you try the police?
Well, I thought about it.
Well, are you okay? Did they hurt you?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Mum?
Well, they were a bit bitey.
Bitey?
Mum, have you been bitten?
That's the trouble with zombies. They're bitey.
See, you have. We know now that you've been bitten.
Listen, Mum, what sort of state is he in?
Philip.
He's fine. Bit after the weather.
I see. What's the deal?
We may have to kill my stepdad.
Yeah.
Listen, Mum, sit tight, okay?
Bastards.
You're not safe there. We're coming over.
I don't want to cause a fuss.
We can't. I die far too early in this movie,
see,
at the moment.
Oh, you do.
Oh, look.
Also, you. We're coming to get you, Barbara. You realise that Ed. Rather,
no, that's
has a rather soft spot.
Oh, I don't know about a soft spot, but yeah, he's certainly got a spot.
I'm so sorry.
Take a look.
This is good. I like this.
This
bit.
Is what they used to call a pulling
this
part.
Fantasy. I love this fantasy bit. Fantasy
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
I've got to go to Liz's.
Because we do.
She dumped you.
I have to know if she's all right.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I love her.
Gay.
All right. Gay.
I'm not saying that, though. Why not? If we hole up, I want to be somewhere familiar, I want to know where the exits are, and I want to
be able to smoke. I love that.
Okay.
I used to think like that.
Go around, Mums. Go in. Deal with Philip. Sorry, Philip.
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
Wow.
Go to Liz's, pick her up, bring her back here, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Cool, cool, cool.
Cool,
I love
cool.
the choice of the cups. I am a genius in
yes.
cool, cool, cool.
Well, it's not really safe, is it?
Yeah. Look at the state of it.
Where's safe? Where's familiar?
Where can I smoke?
Yeah.
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil.
Sorry.
Grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice old pint, and wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fry?
The way they're so cheerful.
Yeah.
Because in fantasy,
everyone is.
Everything's absolutely fine, isn't it?
Don't attempt to reach loved ones and avoid all physical contact with the assailants.
You believe everything you hear on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. It's just outside.
Any zombies out there?
Don't say that.
What?
That.
What?
That. The Z word. Don't say it.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous.
All right.
Are there any out there, though? Can't see any. Maybe it's not as bad as all that. Oh, no, there they are.
Yes, there's a few just hanging about, you see. They were brilliant, those zombies. I mean, those people who played the zombies were wonderful.
I keep meeting people all over town who come up and say, you're in Shaun of the Dead, and I say, yeah, and they say, so am I.
And they've been a zombie.
And they've been a zombie.
My daughter, who had two friends who saw it advertised on the internet and came.
Oh, right.
Because they could only afford to pay for so many zombies. Some of them did it for nothing.
Really?
Right. Unfortunately, this is where somebody reaches.
Oh. How many times have you seen it?
Twice.
Right. Oh, my God.
He's turned into a zombie.
Sorry. Yeah.
Because he's been bitten.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm going to borrow your car, okay?
Ah, dear. You see, he's such a big man, too. He's a bit frightening,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, he is scary.
And
he does that well. Look,
he, in fact, actually is very, 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 very frightening.
He looks a bit like Joachim Phoenix. Is it Joachim?
I don't know.
Joachim Phoenix. Or or the Incredible Hulk.
So pissed off. Do you know why I was driving his car, eh?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did he didn't...
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Little bastard.
Oh, dear. Drawing attention.
Get lost.
Oh, dear. You see, nice. It's good, that, because yeah. Even children are knocked over.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, there he is.
Look at... I love the way his... He's obscured by the pointed bit of the gate.
Yeah.
His love.
In proclaiming the phenomenon a sign of a coming apocalypse, although Downing...
This is clever, the way you just see all the panic starting.
Yeah.
And, oh, dear, that body going up and down.
That's very scary. That's horrible. Whoever thought of that needs some kind of counselling.
Oh!
They had to cut the ice cream man, didn't they?
Did you know, they? You know, with the children eating him?
The toddler's grazing on the chest cavity of the ice
yes,
cream
I
man.
Yes, I think they did. The children loved it and were rather cried when they had to stop. And
well, it was melon, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yes, but they wanted their friends to be in it too.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Hello?
We'll be dead either way.
Ed, that's not the point.
Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's all right. If it's a zombie, it's okay to kill them.
That was the trailer, wasn't it? I love this
children,
as well.
They were dying to have blood put all over them. They loved it.
Who's a pretty boy, then?
The neighbourhood watch sign, I like.
Yes.
You didn't tell me Barbara had a jack.
I think this is our house.
It is, yeah, and that's my car. Yep. And there's an upturned bucket, which should tell the tale. And a sponge.
Yes, it's telling us
carelessly abandoned on the bonnet of the car.
That's right.
Every shot reads.
What?
What's happened to Nick's hair?
Well, he fancied having that hole in his head.
Did he have that done?
All the way through.
Especially?
Yes.
What is he, weird?
He's just a bit eccentric.
Don't forget to kill Philip!
What?
Don't forget to kill Philip. Oh, dear.
Oh, he's got red on you.
Yeah. Look, Mum, is everything OK? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Dad's in the lounge.
He's not my dad.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, Sean. God's sake.
I've got Ed outside. We're going to take you somewhere safe.
But we have to wait for the doctor.
Mum, I don't think the doctor's going to come.
I don't think Philip's going to want to leave the house,
Mom,
darling.
Philip isn't... Put the kettle on and
I'll... It's fortunate, isn't it, when you get older? Okay. What? You can't be sort of vain about it.
No, not really.
I'll make some sandwiches.
So okay. There you go.
Well, no, don't listen.
Are they fighting, you
two? It's all right, because nobody else knows, really, or can remember what you...
Look like before.
What you're worried about, because they just think, oh, you look rather nice. You're just how you look.
Vanity.
It's only because we can remember what used to be.
Yes.
I'm not watching this bit.
No. Oh, you're very good in this bit.
Oh, shush, no. You say the nicest thing. But look at the state of me. I look like my dad.
Why?
Wallop.
What have you done now?
Yeah. Did you hear my...
The flowers, I hope.
No. I'm better when I'm ill.
Oh, is that for the jumble, Sean?
No. Yes.
There's a box of your toys upstairs. I was going to give them to the jumble.
I took them all to the tip, Barbara.
Oh, what? Sean wants to take us somewhere.
Don't be silly. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, maybe you should stay here. You know, wait for the doctor and I'll take Mum.
But you said the doctor wasn't coming.
You didn't call the doctor, did you?
Well, I thought we ought to be on the safe side.
I'm quite all right, Barbara. I ran it under a cold tap.
I really think...
We had our jabs when we went to the Isle of Wight.
But...
The Isle of Wight.
Still, I should get Mum away, you know, just guess they come back.
I'm not going anywhere without Philip.
Mum, look!
Double take, see?
Very good.
I love this bit. My favourite, one of my favourite jokes is coming up in a minute, which is when...
Mum, look, how much do you love Philip?
This is nearly my favourite bit.
Mum, look, what would you say if I told you that over the years...
Here you are.
...quite unkind to me?
Well, you weren't always the easiest person to live with.
Mum, he chased me around the garden with a bit of wood.
Well, you did call him a you-know-what.
Oh, what, did he tell you that?
Yes, he did. Sean.
Sorry, Mother. Mum.
This is my favourite.
He touched me.
Yeah. I love it.
wasn't true.
That's so good.
There was a line there. I said, oh, Sean, and I said, do you remember? And I said, I think I'll cut that line because
oh, right.
You can do that with a look.
Yeah, no, much better.
Here he is.
Oh, no.
On every moment. Don't keep saying that.
Sorry, but it's true. I'm reading the cast list now.
I'm enjoying it.
To look up. Hooray, it's nearly over.
No, this is the bit. This is the dramatic bit.
Oh,
this is the very dramatic bit.
This is where I meet Keir Mills. And Keir Mills plays Clubbing Zombie 1.
Is that the one that killed you?
And he's a very nice boy. You? Yeah, he's about to. And he's 17, I think. No, he's older than that. But he likes the Rolling Stones.
Oh, you got to know him quite well then.
Yeah, we got quite close. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Nice lad. Yeah, sweet boy. Thank you, Keir. You dirty little sod. Look at the state of him.
You see that face?
Yeah.
I did there.
Brilliant.
I was up. No, oh, it wasn't
you were
acting.
Just appalled.
I was absolutely appalled. I could not believe what I was seeing. And then when he came out and he had a bit of your neck in his mouth, which was prosthetics, I thought, this is one of the most terrible things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I just did the seat now. All right, we'll just, you know, be careful.
This bloody car. I spent a fortnight in this car. Was it a fortnight?
It was about 10 days we spent in this car, going up and down very fast.
Yeah. Me with me underpants sodden with fake blood.
That's right.
It could have been a very unpleasant
engagement. And me in the middle on that very uncomfortable bit where the jock's joystick is.
Oh, no.
Where that stick
is.
Oh,
God, yeah, you're at the worst seat.
Yes.
I love that he loved you.
Okay, Mum, listen, this isn't going to take a second, all right?
God, I remember that.
This is it.
You still got the child locks on?
Brilliant.
Listen, okay, keep moving. If there's any problems,
yeah, I'll do the honks.
This is beautifully balletic the way Simon does this. He comes across, boink.
Wow.
You see, it's...
Yeah.
Oink.
Yeah.
Oink.
Do you think he's enjoying himself?
Well, he certainly... It's very well worked out.
I love that shot again.
Yeah. I like the way he's trying to make himself look nice with a girlfriend.
Get a bit of blood off.
Hello.
Look at that, Dylan. Look. Creepy little sod.
The terrible T-shirt and those glasses make him look a real nerd, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to come up.
Guys, can you have the MD?
What are you doing?
I've come to get you.
Sorry, what are you doing?
I can take you somewhere safe. We were perfectly safe before you arrived.
You don't know that.
Well, there was two of them out there a minute ago. How many are there now?
What?
Lots!
Look, believe me, it only takes one of them to know you're in here. Listen, I tried calling, I really did, but I couldn't get through. I had to come up with a plan.
He's so good, Simon, because he really loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right, we have to get out of here. If we don't, they'll come up here and they'll tear us to pieces. And that is really going to exacerbate things for all of us.
Sean.
Look, Liz, this is not about you and me. About survival. We need to be
You're quite right, though. The story could have managed without the zombies, because it's a very touching story.
Yeah.
I'm not going up there.
Duffs, I don't want to be torn to pieces, and I'm sure if you really think about it, neither do you.
I'm not going if Lizzie's not going.
Oh, of course she's going.
Well, I'm not staying here by myself.
You're going, aren't you, Elizabeth?
Lizzie?
All right, Flash, what do you have in mind?
Great, okay, I've got a car outside, but it's going to be a bit cramped now, so has anyone got transport?
Yes.
Great, where?
Oh, no, well, I passed my test.
Passed a test.
I don't see the point of owning a car in London.
That's brilliant.
Hmm.
OK, just get any blunt objects together, all right? If you get cornered, bash him in the head. That seems to work out. Keep together, stay sharp and follow me.
So what's the plan then?
We're going to the Winchester.
That is funny.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, now those are great shots.
Very. And this is brilliant. Now,
they're like comic book shots.
This is terribly clever. All this choreography is so clever, the way they shot this. Because it really gets... Oh.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel that... You really feel... Oh, dear. You really feel he's having to kill them.
Mm.
And here's the car. That was good, us driving up like that, wasn't it?
Brilliant. What's Dylan carrying? Oh, he's got a stupid umbrella.
He's no good at...
Okay, nah. Philip, hang in there, okay? Yeah. Ed, get there fast, yeah?
Yeah.
And, Mum, this is Liz. Liz, Mum.
Hello.
Very good. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I remember doing this. Do you remember?
Yep.
And then we went round and round and round and felt a bit sick.
Yeah. Voila.
Oh.
I just want to get out of peace, okay? And why are we going this way?
Chill out. It's a shortcut.
But that would go straight to the Winchester.
Sure.
Look, I know. Liz, please.
I never knew about the hole in his hair before.
Oh, yes, it was always there.
Because it's a pub. It's safe. It's
very
secure.
Weird.
I know it's there.
What makes it so secure?
Because it's got big, heavy doors and deadbolts. You've been to a lock-in.
Several.
And there's a rifle above the bar.
I would think that's deactivated.
Surely.
It's not, I'm telling you. John's connected. Big Al says so.
Yeah, well, Big Al also says dogs can't look up.
They can't.
Oh, can't they?
No, they can't. Of course they can.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm, look, I'm a... the pub...
An argument as to whether dogs look up or not.
Yeah.
What?
Being a father is not easy.
Oh, God.
This is very good, this scene.
Oh, shush.
Because it's very... You know, you go from joke to this.
Yeah, no, it's very good, I suppose.
Philip, you don't have to explain.
No, I do. I always like...
God, there's some people's names here. They must be...
I'm watching.
They must be lying, these people. It says here that there's a homeless man is played by...
Himself.
No, he's played by... Well, probably... He's played by Horton Jupiter. Horton Jupiter. There's
Horton
nobody.
Jupiter.
That is the weirdest name.
Well, it's...
Sonel... Well, Sonel Dardrill. I mean, that's not so weird, because it's, like, presumably from somewhere. Finola Gerarty.
Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to distract you from my acting.
Yes, really. But I was watching it. This is the bit where they went round, and that was very clever.
That was very cool. We were in that, weren't we? Sort
yes,
of?
Yes, but we were on a thing that went round,
oh,
weren't we?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
On a sort of platform that whizzed round.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Philip. He's gone.
Where's he gone?
This is my moment. This is my moment.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, there you go.
Check it out. Yeah, you want to see a zombie?
Get the child box.
Yeah,
box.
Baby.
So good.
It was very clever, that way that was shot, because you nearly... You really get the feeling of panic
yeah.
of them all.
Yeah.
And then they're surrounded by all these,
great.
And you just don't know how they're going to get out of this situation.
Well, we've
got to
keep moving.
It is sort of like, it's shot sort of like comic books are drawn, isn't it?
Mm.
Sort of thing. You get these kind of things. And there's lots in the back of shots. Depth of field. Position. There is nothing of the man you loved in that car. See?
I'm not seriously suggesting we walk.
Cut to walking.
Cut to us walking.
Now, is
this is
where...
a very good scene where we
yeah.
pass a lot of very famous people
that's right,
coming
yeah.
the other way.
Spot the people.
Yeah.
David, come on.
Sorry.
Do you then?
Yeah, totally.
Are we close?
I think...
See, they're eating... This is very good. They're eating the stomach of that person.
Yeah. Very good. It's almost sexual.
He had to be buried in the ground, and then they So his body was in a hole, and then they put the false body on top of him with food inside him, you see, so they could look as if he was being eaten. But actually, he was sort of... They made a little sort of trench for his real body to be in, and then put another false body over him.
Are we allowed to tell people that sort of thing? I suppose we are.
Well, I have now.
You've told them now. No, I'm sure that's what the DVDs are all about, isn't it? Oh, no,
here's the famous people, see?
Martin Freeman. How's it going? Jessica Stevenson. Surviving.
Hey, Liz. Long time no see.
And...
League of Gentlemen, Tamsin.
Tamsin. Grieg.
And the wonderful...
My mum.
Matt Lucas.
Matt Lucas.
Up the back. Sean. And isn't there... From Little Britain. And isn't there...
That wonderful lady from Spaced, who was... Well, we should... One from the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to the Winchester.
Who is...
The pub. Dun, 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 dun,
Julia Deacon.
Ah. And...
Hi.
Martin, funny.
Hi.
That is funny.
Now this is, I'm afraid, where... I get bitten.
Oh, God, yeah. No, I can't bear this bit. If I have any quibble with this movie, this is probably the bit.
I'm taking a shortcut before.
I mean, I know that, you know... I know it's a zombie movie and there will be casualties, but I think I draw the line at his mum. I would have drawn the line at his mum. But then I'm not...
But they didn't.
I'm not a...
They didn't draw the line.
No, I know.
Because they're terrible.
Because they're sick.
They're sick.
Sick in the head. Yep. Just so they could get
they
a man
cheap,
in pyjamas.
Cheap laugh.
Yeah. They'll do anything for a cheap laugh.
Yes, they will.
They'd even kill their mother for a cheap gag.
They'll shoot their mother's head off for a cheap gag.
Yeah.
This is a very good shot coming up.
One, two, three, four, five, yes.
Six of us. Oh. 2, 3, 4,
oh, no.
5, 6.
This is good. Now watch this stunt. He did it himself.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
My God.
He jumped over there. That was all real, that.
Sean?
Very good. You see, distracted from the whole thing.
You all right?
Ah, yes. Yes. You see, he wasn't there, that zombie. You've got quite into the film now, I can
tell. I have, actually. Sorry. I can't remember that bit.
Quite right. So you should.
And it's great that it's only the girls who help.
Yes, that's stupid.
No, that's rubbish.
Yeah, and they even know what to do.
Yes.
Yeah, and they enjoyed that. The girls,
oh,
you see, they're sicko.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You
all right?
I didn't want to
cramp your style.
I'm
so sorry about that.
There's a telltale tissue there in your hand.
Yes. She hasn't noticed that she's gone a little bit.
Stay where they are.
It's
look,
all too much for her
I
now.
I can see it now. You see, you're stuffing the tissue up your wrist, up your sleeve.
She's turned a bit now, though. It's all too much. Doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Is it clear?
No.
How many?
Lots.
Lots.
This is a wonderful
shot.
Oh,
yeah.
Lots.
Take
oh,
a look,
yes.
Baby. Take a look. I know that pub. I'm sure I know that pub.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That is just...
It's by Millwall.
Is it? Oh, I don't
Football
know.
Club.
Is it really?
Another genius scheme up his sleeve.
This is hardly constructive, David.
No, Lizzie, this is a waste of time.
Shh.
We should have stayed at the flat.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because of Captain Wow.
Will you stop it? Let's not forget anywhere by morning.
I'm surprised
he
they
was
didn't...
a wonderful zombie, that man.
Really?
Absolutely wonderful. It's a very difficult thing to be.
Shake out, nice and limber. Or not. Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, very limp. Almost like walking. Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness. Drunk, he's lost a bet. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz, Good vocal work. Okay.
Oh, now that was a hint, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a hint. Same. Very clever.
Was good. Subtle.
Mm.
Okay. It's mournful, sorrowful. You didn't hate it. Go.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Ed. I'll do it on the night.
This is the night.
What is that?
What about yours?
Hey?
He died and made you fucking king of the zombies.
He's doing his... Do you know what he's doing now?
Okay.
That's good, though. He says, yeah, it's quite good.
One, two, three.
He's doing his Al Pacino.
Yep.
He's doing his Marlon. Look at Dylan. He's brilliant.
We're all trying to be like zombies, so don't draw attention.
As if zombies would care if you looked like them or not, really. That's what's so funny.
Well, the thing is, if they knew you were real, they'd bite you.
Yeah, but they'd know you were real whether you were walking funny or not, wouldn't they?
No. Well, obviously, that's what they think they're trying to do.
But in a real zombie situation, they would, you know, they wouldn't be fooled by you walking funny, would they? I mean, that's what makes it witty.
I don't know.
Because they'd smell you or something. They'd it would be communicated on
some other level.
Do you
know a lot?
I don't know a lot, but I know...
That is Patricia.
That is Patricia.
Do you know quite a lot about zombies?
Not a lot, no. I know a bit. I know more about vampires than I do about zombies.
I don't... Because you've played a vampire too,
haven't you? I have been a vampire. Oh, no, sorry. I thought it was my phone. Yeah, I played a vampire.
Yeah, man, I can't really talk now.
This is
played
so
a zombie.
Good.
I've got nothing. No, I'm right in the middle.
Just going to get killed by zombies and he's having a chat on his mobile phone.
What am I doing? What are you doing, you stupid moron?
Fuck off.
You fuck off. Fucking off.
Sure.
I spent an entire life... Look at me. I've spent my entire life sticking my neck out for you and all you ever do is fuck things up. Fuck things up and make me look stupid. Well, I'm not going to let you do it anymore. Not today!
Yeah, baby.
They're brilliant.
Hungry.
The prosthetics and everything that they had on them, and the makeup and the eyes was so clever, weren't they?
I think it's the best I've ever seen in any zombie movie ever.
Mm.
You stupid... The one thing he does and he gets it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
He's suddenly heroic, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, and they all look really... And Dylan and Nick look really daft now. Because they buggered it all up. Oh, no, look. That is witty. Look at that.
Yes.
I think they're for me.
That's brilliant. Isn't it? Cut. Bells. Beautiful. Introducing
the Winchester. We have seen it before.
I know, but...
But now it's in a slightly different...
Yeah, it's now home. It's now everything. Open window, in case you forget.
You've been gone a good 20 minutes.
7, 8.
Either way, we need to think about blocking up this window here.
He's become dad now.
Let's get some lights on.
David, wait!
Power's on.
That's a good thing. We don't want to advertise our whereabouts more than we already have. Do what we need, David.
No, of course not, Lizzie. I'm just being proactive. There's no lights. There's no power. Where are the owners? I'm just...
Undermining, really, isn't he?
Yeah. He's brilliant, isn't he?
Somebody had to do something. I don't know if you noticed back there, but we were in a spot of bother. Somebody has to take control of the situation, and... None of you are prepared to accept that responsibility. Then, perhaps,
I should.
Will Sean be gone long?
He'll be back soon.
How can you know that?
Don't think he'd leave us, Daps.
Wouldn't he? Lizzie, how can you put your faith in a man you spectacularly binned for being unreliable? A man whose idea of a romantic night spot and an impenetrable fortress are the same thing.
That's a brilliant line.
Yes.
That's worthy of anybody, that.
Yep.
Look, just keep quiet. Surely we can barricade the window when it gets back.
What then? How long? Days, weeks, month? What? What about food? What are we going to eat?
Toasties.
It's a breath out, man.
Oh, great then. Saved by Nibbles. That must be why Sean took us here, before he buggered off.
He's coming back.
Why? Because he promised. And even if he does, do you think his master plan is going to extend to anything more than sitting and eating peanuts in the dark? What, is he just going to stroll in and suddenly everything's going to be okay?
I don't know, David.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know any more than you do. But what I do know is that we're here now and we have to make the best of it.
Yeah.
That's telling him.
Brilliant.
There you are.
That hole in his hair is really beginning to feature for me now. I can't believe I didn't notice it the first time.
Yes, I noticed.
Well, you knew. You discussed it with him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Wow. Is that cool or what? Now, the audience at this point will be thinking,
and she's
yeah.
proud of him.
She's proud, yeah. She's glad that he's not
dead.
He's
doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look. Yeah, look. I promised you. I'll never let you down, baby.
Have a pork scratching.
Yeah.
Did you lose them? I just gave him the slip. Wasn't difficult. They're not all that.
Yeah, fantastic.
There is a back door, David. I tried to tell you before you went and smashed the window.
Well, I wasn't the one who was blowing our cover by having a tiff with my boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. Might be a bit warm, the cooler's off. Thanks, babe.
Sweet. What's the plan then?
Absolutely.
What's the plan then?
Would anyone like?
He's blown it. He doesn't have a plan.
No. That's a good look.
What do you do, your Clyde?
Oh, come on. Has anyone seen Every Which Way But Loose? Ed does the most amazing impression. <of the
world. laughs> It is, come on. Do it.
He's built it up too much. I feel uncomfortable.
Come on.
Do it.
Not a performing monkey.
Look out.
It's not. I tried it earlier.
No, but the streetlights have come on. It means the grid isn't out. It's the fuses. I'll just flip them back on. We can watch television.
What about the lights?
Yes. We don't want to advertise our whereabouts more than we already have.
The lights operate on a separate circuit. I'll just flip the mains breakers. It's quite simple, David.
Yeah. Straighten the tie.
I love the rivalry between the two of them.
Yeah.
Clever with this. Everyone's written, every character is absolutely
yeah.
their own person and written for them.
Yeah. I like also that they all behave quite well, apart from Dylan. He's just horrible.
They're very loyal.
And they're
sort of, dear.
Hello, boys. Get that out of there.
Oh, yes.
It's a brilliant shot. Hello.
Mm.
Yeah, now you're scared.
And there's nothing on. It's all gone.
Yeah. That's clever.
It's like there's nobody out there.
Mm.
It's like they're the only people in the world now. In this pub.
Yeah.
Never anything on, is there?
This is when it starts to get very scary.
Yeah.
I think we might have a bit of a problem.
What do you mean?
They followed me.
I thought you said you gave them a slip.
Yeah.
Well, we just have to be extra quiet then, won't we?
She's so sweet with him,
she's
isn't she?
Enchanting. Oh. Too late.
Oh,
baby.
Yes.
Have a look. Now, that would put the wind up me, wouldn't it?
It's already put the wind up me.
Yeah, and I'm not even in this scene. That's a fabulous shot.
It is.
Hand on the shoulder. Oh, hand. Yeah, that's witty, witty, witty. Yeah, oh, even better.
Oh, very good.
Who the hell put this on? Some random.
For fuck's sake.
Okay, Diane, get Mum somewhere safe. David, kill the Queen. What's the jukebox? Liz,
kill the Queen.
It's not real. Cocktails.
What do you mean?
The flaming spirits, Drambuie, Sambuca, Brandy, get a racket. Light it. What? The whole place could go up.
What then?
How about pool?
Yeah.
Okay, John, it's time at the bar.
Yeah.
I like the way they're doing it to the music.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
It's a very good shot back of Lucy and I, who are scared stiff in a minute. And then we're also going up and down to the music.
Oh, see, this silly
everything
sod.
Is going.
Wow. Yeah, now you're fucking out. Look out, baby. Yeah, that's brilliant. Brilliant. Don't stop to bop or whatever. In the head.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
In
Oof.
The head. No.
Nothing is killing
it'll
you.
It'll help, but it's nothing. Not going to do it. That's it.
Oh. This is, I don't like this bit at all. Oh. I don't like this bit at all.
No, oh, that bit. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Ah.
That'll do, yeah. Killed by Queen.
Killed by...
Death by jukebox.
Yep. And he's got that thing sticking in his head.
Yeah.
Ed, for the last time...
Oh!
I told you.
I fucking knew it. What did I tell you? Big Al was right. Okay.
Oh!
Yeah, baby.
But dogs can look up.
Yeah.
Okay, has anyone fired a gun before? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he looks a bit... There's a certain sort of... what's that film?
Rambo?
Yes, that's right.
He does. He looks the proper action...
He does. Hero.
Hero.
None of us have any real experience, okay? Now, we've only got 29 bullets. Call them shells.
What is that thing where it's...
We really need to work together on this. I need someone to help me reload, everyone else to look out. I will fire. As Bertrand Russell once said, the only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. I think we can all appreciate the relevance of that now.
Oh, man, that is some shit, that is.
It's extra cold.
I don't see it.
Thanks.
They're getting closer and closer, aren't they?
Yes.
If nothing else comes of this, I think their relationship will have been seasoned by the whole
certainly.
Experience.
If they...
Oh, hello. Would you like to come with me?
That's if they... get out of this situation.
Yeah, well...
And we never know, do we?
Well, no.
Sean's always talking about you.
Really?
Yeah. Barbara?
Oh, no, this is the bit... This is my only quibble.
I've got something for you. Sean's father gave me this. Sean's real father, I mean. I'd like you to have it.
Barbara, Sean and I have...
It seems only right.
I bet his real father was a hell of a guy.
Yes, I bet he...
I bet he was a real go-getter.
Yeah. Now, this is a bit horrible.
Yep. Well, oh, no.
Yes, you see...
Oh, no!
I didn't want to say anything. I thought Sean would be worried.
Worried?
Liz!
You're going to have to shoot your mother.
You're going to have to shoot your mother quite soon.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're closed!
Oh, for fuck's...
Yeah, that into middle stage.
Cock it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes, you see, he's turned into Rambo now.
Rambo can't shoot.
Over there. Over where? 3 o'clock.
Good shot. I mean, cinematically speaking. Bosh.
This is when it all gets very... I think...
Give
it very, 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 very dramatic.
Yeah. Wallop. Yeah, I love it.
Music's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it. Eat shit. Sorry. Sorry.
He's taken over, hasn't he?
He has. He's assumed the position.
Mum, what's wrong?
I didn't want to...
I'm going to turn into a flesh-eating zombie, son.
Yes.
Any minute now.
The man in his pajamas. I didn't want to say anything. I thought you'd be upset.
No! Oh. Take over a sec. What's going on? What's up? What's wrong? What the hell's going on?
Barbara's hurt. Just take over a minute.
Jesus.
I did a lot of shaking and Edgar came up to me and said, you can't do that. It's too upsetting. I said, it's written. Sorry, I'm going to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I so never thanked you.
For what?
For these. Wonderful.
That was very, very good.
It's been a funny sort of day, hasn't it?
Shall we have a cup of tea? Oh, didn't they like that?
No, they didn't like that. There was more of it. They've cut away from it now because I think they thought it was too much.
They can dish it out, but they just can't take it.
They can dish it out, but when they see the realistic shooting, killing your mum, they don't like it.
Yeah. They're all softies at heart.
We have to deal with her.
Can he get any worse, this Dylan?
She's going to come back? She's not going anywhere. Well, she'll change. She's my mum. She's a zombie. Don't say that! Move aside. I'm going to count to three.
It's time for Nick to come into his own. Oh, no.
Don't point that gun at my mum!
Sean, calm down!
Don't point that gun at Barbara!
Yeah!
Yeah!
This isn't exactly fair!
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Please, can we just stop and think
about it? They're all pointing
I like that he's got the bottle opener. He didn't just come back with another bottle. Broken bottle.
Look at him with the bottle opener.
Yeah.
That's what this is about, isn't it? He's always hated me and now he wants to shoot my mum. She's not. I deserved her.
That would be good.
He's
in
very
a,
good. This, he's
in
very
a movie
good in
quiz.
Simon.
If you came. In what movie did somebody say, he never liked me and now he wants to shoot my mum? I mean, that would be a good quiz
it would
question,
be.
Wouldn't it?
I think it'd be
that's
quite
a brilliant.
Simple,
that's one of the great lines in cinematic history.
I don't think a lot of people say that, so it might be quite a simple question.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Is pointing a gun at my mum. I'm not the one who's being unreasonable, Pico. For Christ's sake, she's
Pickle, he called her.
For a hero, you're quite a hypocrite.
It's a good thing that we know that in a minute this man is going to be eaten from the inside out.
Yes.
I'm a lecturer. You're a twat.
Yes. You're going to get your intestines ripped out any second, son. I love it when she talks like that.
So do I.
I can see what David is trying.
That's what I call a girl.
Girl.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Angry girls. I love them.
I can't begin to imagine.
It's the only kind I ever knew.
But we can't afford to fall apart.
Yeah.
Sean. I know you don't want to hear this.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, here comes Mum.
Here comes Mum.
Open the eyes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
In the head.
I'm thinking of putting that into Spotlight.
Yeah, no, you'd
get
quite a lot.
A few jobs.
You'd get a lot of work, I tell you, with that.
Attractive.
Mmm. Strangely attractive.
Strange. No one else, like no one of you may ever met before.
Deeply spooky. Yeah, baby!
Oh. Shot your own mother's head off.
Yeah. And we even got to see the back of her head.
Taking off.
Blowing away.
Yep. That's the end of me and you now, Bill.
I know, it takes a bit, it goes a bit downhill after this, actually, this movie. I remember.
Yes, it's left to the young people.
Yeah, now we've been waiting all movie for that. Yeah, try it, son.
Yes.
Go on, go ahead, make a name for yourself. It.
This is... Oh, this is just horrible, I must say, even though I don't like his character in this. I don't like what happens to him either.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Oh, you like it?
I think he's so appalling that I think it's...
Deserves it.
His only act.
It's what he's been... It's... He deserves every moment... Every limb coming off. Just deserts.
He's shamed into death, basically. He has to go now.
I'm so sorry, Diane.
Maybe I'm not the one you should be apologizing to.
Sean.
He was going to just... Oh.
Oh, no.
This is awful.
Yeah, this is awful.
You have to admit it's awful.
It is absolutely awful.
It is disgusting.
But on the other
end.
Yeah.
You can't watch that bit. You cannot watch that bit. You can't watch it.
I'm watching
that
it.
That is absolutely horrible. I can't watch it. I have to put my head
Penelope,
down. I cannot watch it.
You've got to watch it. It's part of your job. For God's sake, pull yourself together. You can't be in a zombie movie and then turn aside at moments like this.
I can. I have to keep saying it's a film, it's a film, it's a film, it's a film, it's a film.
It's a lot of chopped liver.
Oh.
Here it is. And
she's
now,
gone too.
Yeah.
Lucy's gone too. She just walked out. You never see her again.
She loved him. It was one of those things.
You've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, baby. Go, baby. Yeah. In the head. Yeah. Molotov cocktails.
Oh, dear. This is very good, this bit. Oh!
Oh, no.
I've got a feeling that's when he got bitten.
It is. But that's another thing, you see. I can't... Oh, it's... And it had to be him, didn't it?
It had to be. Oh, there's... No, it's the man behind biting him, keeping him off. Oh,
yeah.
And they both... Oh!
Yeah,
he's
twice.
Bitten twice. Oh, dear.
See, that's another place where I might have drawn the line, but then maybe
they
that's
don't.
Different.
They
just
they don't.
Because they're
don't.
Sick
because,
bastards.
Yes, they are. Oh!
Yeah, that's it.
You see, it's wonderful the way he's fighting for his friend. And then...
Yeah.
They're going to jump over that bar. This is the only safe place.
Groovy. And they're thrown together in an embrace.
And he's worried about his friend. Oh, dear. Talk about this... Oh, there he is. Thank God for that. Chuck us across, will you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant notion.
Well, it's clever, too, because it looks
Zambuca.
Brilliant.
Yeah. That's a good shot. Gone.
What are we going to do? Where are we going to go?
The cellar.
When do we get out?
There's a barrel hatch that leads you to the street.
We've been going back outside.
Hello,
oh, dear.
Patricia.
There's Patricia.
She's back.
She's back. And, oh,
brilliant.
That's very good, because randomly shoots
look at
everybody.
That. Ricochet
because...
off the bell.
Yes.
Now, that is straight
and then
out
down
of a comic
they
book.
Go. This
These
is very,
boys...
very exciting now.
This is what they... These boys read too many comics.
Saw too many of...
Too many zombie movies. This is what they did instead of their O-levels. Look at him. He looks real thing now, doesn't he?
He does.
Butch.
That's it, then, isn't it? We're trapped. Hey, let's go to the Winchester. Whose fucking idea was that? Man, I really balls this up.
I think this is a very good scene. It's really...
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Oh, I have, Liz. I couldn't save us. You know, I couldn't save Di or David. I couldn't even save my mum. I'm useless.
You shouldn't feel so responsible. You tried. You did something. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How many shells have we got left?
See, I know what's going to happen. I still find it good, all this.
Mm.
I suppose we could, you know, take a few of them out if they stand there alone.
I love the quality of that, of the film. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
I think I quite agree. But
it's very like the movies.
It's proper movies.
Yeah.
It's very, very good storytelling.
Yeah, but there's also the quality of the film is so great.
I think the photography is wonderful.
Mm. One of us has to go first.
Let's face it, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Oh, maybe you should do me. I'll only muck it up if I have to do myself.
I think they deserve to make a lot more movies. Also, because then they could employ you and me.
True.
I don't think I've got it in me to shoot my flatmate, my mum and my girlfriend.
We could play husband and wife. We could play all sorts of games.
Yeah.
We don't have to be married.
Well,
no, but it'd be better if we are. We've been married before, haven't we? Have we been married?
No.
We've sent early pornographic letters to one another. On the radio.
Oh, yes, that's right. We did that. And then I was in bed and you were the doctor and woke me up after a very long sleep.
That's not exactly married, is it?
No. But you did quite like me and I certainly fancied you.
Well, yeah. You tell me.
Well, I did. No, even in the play and also in real life. But then you were spoken for.
That's true.
There's nothing you can do about that.
No. Unfortunately. Have a look. And
just when you thought there was nothing you could do.
Yeah.
We're getting out of here.
This is, I think, Nick's best scene.
Yeah, but we can get out. I think you two should make a go of it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Only odds you back.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but
this is.
You see? It's all perfect. This is what the movie was about from the very beginning.
Great friendship. He sacrifices himself so that.
Yeah.
Do you want it? No. Can't eat anything with it anyway. I'm rubbish. Ed, I'm sorry.
This is.
What for?
This friendship.
Because, you know, I was shouting at you and that earlier on. It's all right. I'm sorry too.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Yes, you see.
Stop doing them when you stop laughing.
Yeah, it's all
brilliant. Brilliant.
Touching in a way. I've never thought a fart joke would be touching, but that is touching.
No, it's as near as it's ever going
to
get.
As to being touching.
Yeah.
I'm quite okay. Hello.
You better be off.
Leave me here. Give me a cigarette and a gun.
Boy, Ed. Love you.
That's a great shot.
Yes.
That could be the poster.
Yep.
I love you too, man.
This is clever.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Where they come up. I thought this was all very, very impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, that, you see? That's so clever.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Special zombie guns,
yes,
probably.
But the way they're all
in the
killed,
head.
But all over their bodies.
In the head.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're special zombie. You can see that.
It's terrible, that, actually. I mean, I know they're
zombie
zombies,
weaponry.
But...
yeah.
Here we go.
I've never been
there
so...
there she is, with the light behind her.
Yeah, with a golf club. You know what I mean?
It's brilliant.
That's what distinguishes this movie from others.
And so good the way she did that and then comes running across in that sort of lopings, that yeah. loping run.
Yeah.
They're taking us somewhere safe. I thought you two might want to tag along. Is it just the two of you? Well, glad somebody made it.
She's great.
She is.
Come on.
If anyone, I'd like to be rescued by it. All right, that's enough of that, sorry.
You would, though.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I was going to be rescued. Jessica Stevenson could rescue me any day.
Yes.
Next, we'll hear the story of 10-year-old Enrique Ramirez, who fought off the reanimated corpses of his entire family.
Yeah.
It's all coming right up on Zombies Fraud. 6 months
on, and to many, the events of Z-Day must seem like a bad dream. And as we now know, the phenomenon resulted from the use of highly...
Highly, oh, we didn't get that. That's good.
Jeremy Thompson.
Yeah.
That's it, who it is.
Get excited now to have a top band with us talking about their work for the charity Zombie called.
Oh, there he is. He's famous, incredibly famous.
And here
is
Rafe.
Good, great.
Who obviously was bitten and now he's being used.
He never made 18.
No. Terrible joke, but
no, it's great. I'm so pleased. Cheeky little sonny. That is funny. That is very, very funny. Yeah. And there we are. Reprise. A reprise of the early,
clean socks.
Of the breakfast shot. Yeah.
Clean t-shirt.
Everything about the house is clean. Look.
Yeah.
Because he's sorted his life out.
Yeah.
Look, nothing on the table.
Soft, gentle,
clean.
Pink.
Girls have been around. There's
yes.
a girl in the house.
There's a girl. That's what they do.
I know
for
it's sexist. Look at the puff, if you pardon the expression, on the left hand. Look.
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soft, gentle.
And here's the perfect day being described by your beautiful girlfriend. I'll get the kettle on. Nothing to do except have lovely things on a Sunday.
Actually, I might pop into the garden for a bit.
Go on then. Yeah. 2 seconds.
You're not expecting this, you see.
No.
And there.
It's perfect. Talk about closure. Player two has entered the game. Yeah, you don't need that.
Ed!
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's so groovy. So groovy.
Brilliant. So he's still got his friend.
Yeah, and he's only doing what he did before anyway.
And the music's good. Well done, Edgar.
Well done, Edgar.
Well done, Simon.
Well done,
well
Lyra.
Well done, Lyra. Well done.
Both of
you again. Oh, well done you for putting up the money to
Eric
do it in the first
Natasha.
Place.
James and Alison.
Oh, all of them.
Well done. Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Simon. What can we say
Simon.
That we haven't
Acting,
already
writing,
said twice?
Kate Ashfield,
congratulations on the baby. Lucy Davis, you're
beautiful,
talented, original and
Nick
fabulous.
Frost,
Nick,
wonderful and fancies me. I
what
like
can
him.
I tell you? Dylan Moran, you're an arsehole and you deserve to have your stomach
Bill
riddled.
Nye, one of the great actors.
Bill Nye, steady.
Most attractive people.
Penelope Wilton, beautiful,
yes.
talented,
very
gifted,
long name.
Spookily.
Jessica Stevenson, Penelope Wilton,
Jessica
very
Stevenson,
long names. That's what.
Very,
oh, not as long
Peter,
as Peter
I'm not
going to
pronounce that. Rafe, go whatever yourself.
David
Dunlop, brilliant. Marcus, what a guy. Well done, beautifully done.
Chris
Dickens, what a job. What can I tell you? First
Jane.
Class. World Jane. Class, Jane.
Prosthetics.
World class.
Annie.
Well, I didn't like the trousers, but I suppose
I
they
liked
were
Annie, though.
Ronaldo, what
she
a guy.
Ronaldo, one of the greats.
Daniel. And
original music. Nick
Angel. He owes me a
wonderful.
Soundtrack. He promised
Casting
me.
Casting Gina J. Keep
of
going.
Course, Gina J. Thank you for
Give
the job.
Give them all tops.
Film
and
four.
Film 4.
Oh, marvellous.
I mean, let's face it. Great.
There you go. Don't like the billing,
one of the
but
great
apart from that.
great 2 hours, or actually less, than I've spent in the cinema.
Very proud, very pleased.
Delighted.
You know.
I'm very, 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 very proud.
I played a vampire, I played a zombie.
Yes, got killed, had a wonderful time.
I think a pattern is emerging.
Well, I've enjoyed this, Bill. It's been a great time.
Fantastic.
Just spending time with you watching this picture. I think we'll do it again.
Yeah.
Especially when Simon and Edgar employ us again. Because then we'll come and do this again.
Don't keep saying that. It's embarrassing.
I have to.
If you keep begging for
Nobody else asked me to work, so I have to.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you know.
Once you've been a zombie, it's sort of...
Well, once
taints,
you've given yourself
to
them like
work.
This, I reckon they I think they should employ us again. If he ever has anyone else for his mother, he's going to get it, I tell you.
Yeah.
Bloody get it. How dare he? I'd see that as a real betrayal.
What is this weirdo music?
Very nice, though.
I gave a boy over the flats near me, I gave him the soundtrack yesterday. Because he was too young to see the movie.
My daughter
was... So I said,
was...
you want the soundtrack? And he went, cool, yeah. Will you sign it, he said. I said, yeah.
My daughter wears the T-shirt to work.
It's the greatest T-shirt. I didn't get a T-shirt, I don't think.
Well, I would have worn
it,
but she gets
you got
more
a T-shirt.
Credit. Yes. It's a small. I don't think it would fit you. Mind you, they'd probably give you a large.
No, I can't wear it, but I've got a queue of people who would. Including my daughter, who would wear it.
Well,
they're very cool, those T-shirts. They're normally not any good, are they, film T-shirts?
No, it's good. Well, but shall we have closure on this now?
Yeah, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night. It's been wonderful.
Love's not a dream. Now I know just what it is.